ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It's Friday. A fantastic, fabulous, phenomenal. Wait a minute, that doesn't begin with an F. But it's Friday nonetheless, and I pray that you have had a victorious week, that you're going to have an even greater week ahead of you. And I pray that you're going to be very intentional about attending church this Sunday. If you do not have a church, I'd like to give you this opportunity to extend a personal invitation to you to come and join us this coming Sunday morning, 9:30 of a morning is Sunday school, 10:30 is our worship service, and we have Sunday night service at 6:30, and would love to have you come and join us for that. I do want to take an opportunity this morning to say thank you to Bill Andriak, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need help in the central Brevard County area, he was here a few weeks ago. I received a text message from him. It was, I hadn't left for work yet that particular day, and he ended up knocking on my door. He said, I was in the area. He was working on someone's air conditioner in our neighborhood that listens to the radio program, and said, I just thought I would stop in and say hi to my pastor. Unfortunately, I was not close enough to the door to be able to hear him knock, but he sent me a text, and by the time I got his text, my phone was charging. He was already on his way to someplace else. So we had a conversation, but it's like, how great is that, that somebody just wants to say, hey, I was in the neighborhood and just wanted to stop and say hi to you this morning. But if you are in central Brevard County, it doesn't take him long. I mean, he had already been to this person's house and, you know, taken care of the issue, and was on his way to his next problem to solve. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you have AC or heat issues here in central Brevard County. So on yesterday's program, we were in Deuteronomy chapter 1, and we were talking about that God had delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, and then he delivered them from their aimless wanderings. And we were closing out the program yesterday talking about that he also intends to deliver us from our bad attitudes, where we've embraced deception instead of truth. Let me begin reading by I'll read a few verses this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 26, and we're going to read down through 33. Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God, and you complained in your tents and said, because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakim there. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord carried you, as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place for you, to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go, in the fire by night and in the cloud by day. So let me just go back a little bit and and revisit where we ended up yesterday, and that is, every once in a while, people are prone to developing bad attitudes. It's even been known to happen to me on more than one occasion. And I want you to know that if you got up on the wrong side of the bed this year, instead of just this morning, God can deliver you from that. It doesn't matter how long you've had that bad attitude. You know, the Bible talks about, there was a way that the NIV put it, and it talked about people who nursed a grudge. And in my imagination, when I saw that phraseology, I pictured a grudge in the intensive care unit, hooked up to all of these monitors and IVs and getting constant attentive care by a nurse to make sure that it lived. I mean, that's the reason for something being in intensive care, is for the person to live and not to die. Well, I want you to know that bitterness in our life needs to die, and deception in our life needs to die, and improper belief in God needs to die. If someone has hurt us, that grudge needs to be forgiven, not nursed back to health. And so I want to encourage you today that if you find that you have a bad attitude, and you think, well, the reason that all this is happening to me is because God just hates me, I want you to think about the power of God just a moment. If he was really out to destroy you, all it would take would be for him to withdraw from your life, and the devil would be more than glad to step up and take care of that destruction. God is not looking for your destruction. He is looking for your salvation. He's looking for your healing. He's working for your vitality. He's working for success in your life. God, and I'll repeat what I said yesterday, God didn't deliver you from your past oppressor just to deliver you to a different oppressor. God intends to deliver you and see you set free. Everybody said, amen. Amen. So, verse number 29. Then I said to you, do not be terrified or afraid of them. Moses did not deny the reality of the Anakim that were there, or that the people were greater than in military strength than the Israelites were. He did not dispute the fact that they were taller than the Jewish people were. He didn't dispute any of those facts. All he said is, we don't have to be afraid of them because we know that we've got God with us. God is with us. And when you have that reality going on in your life, you realize that God delivers you from the spirit of fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, the Bible says. Perfect love. And so you can see that the more that these people embraced the spiritual deception, the more fearful they became. They were literally imprisoning themselves by embracing fear. Fear of failure actually brings about the failure that we were terrified of. Fear of failure actually brings about failure. And so Moses said, what I need to do in order to get you to embrace that God is going to fulfill the promises of God is I've got to see you delivered from fear. Fear is a paralyzing agent in our life. It causes us to be frozen so that we do not step out in obedience and watch a supernatural God do supernatural things through a supernaturally redeemed people. The people who know their God will do great exploits. The people who know their God will do great exploits. So he delivered them from fear. And then he addresses the reality of how God has been operating in their life. This deliverer is not, you know, some stealth deliverer who nobody really knows how he operates. Listen to some of the things that Moses describes that God, their deliverer, had done. And at this point in time, I want you to see the emphasis that Moses puts on God, not on himself. A little later in his life, Moses got things out of order, and that created some problems and some consequences. But listen to his response to the claim that the Lord hates us and is setting out to destroy us. The Lord your God, who goes before you. You know, if you're listening on the 8:30 broadcast here this morning, your day is set before you, but your shepherd is already leading the way in that day. He knows what you are going to face. It's very important for us to hear from God before the problem arises. Okay? I've often told people that the difference between raising cattle and raising sheep, our cattle have to be driven. They're motivated from someone behind them pushing them. And sheep are led. In that case, the shepherd always goes before them. And it is amazing, you know, that sheep will recognize the shepherd's voice. There's an intimate relationship. Listen, if you have a celebrity pastor that you don't know, there needs to be somebody in that church that knows you, that is there to be able to help you in your spiritual development. Because discipleship will not take place just with a 1 hour or an hour and a half long message on one time a week. Just not going to happen. There was daily interaction. There was a daily inspection by the shepherd to make sure that there was no injuries that were being untended to. That they were there were preventative measures taken, and you know, the shepherd would communicate with the sheep to the point that the sheep recognized the shepherd's voice. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you. Understand that God is a God who fights for us. The spiritual battles are something that he takes very, very seriously. And so I will tell you this. If you have a relationship in your life, I have a simple rule of thumb for it, and that is this. If it is important enough that the devil wants to try and steal or destroy that relationship, then it's important enough that we need to be fighting for that relationship. God fights for us, and he fights with us. And if you do not know how to do spiritual warfare, you might want to spend some time with God, because he's really, really good at it. He's really, really good. He will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And so here, Moses says, in order for God to deliver us to the promised land, we need to remember exactly how he fought for us and delivered us from centuries of bondage. Centuries, generations of people who had never known freedom. Hundreds of years. And God showed up on the scene and said, we're going to gain the spiritual victory. Amen? So it goes in and it says, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son, and all the way that you went until you came to this place. So there they were in the wilderness, and he says, the Lord your God not only goes before you and not only fights for you, but he has been carrying you in the wilderness. And there's I don't even know how old it is, I think it's called Footprints, about a man who was on a journey with Jesus, and they were walking along the seashore, and it came to the end of his life, and the man looked back, and there was times when there were only one set of footprints. And he stopped and he questioned Jesus, and he said, why is it that during the most intense struggles of my life that you left me in, and there's just my footprints? And he said, son, those are not your footprints, but those are my footprints, because in those most intense struggles of your life, it was at those times when I picked you up and I carried you. It is a real joy for me to watch as my kids are getting older and their families are enlarging and the grandkids are growing. And every time you see the grandkids, it's a new breakthrough. The world is brand new every day to them. And when they come over to our house, almost every time that they come to our house, their entrance is the same. My son comes in, and he's got my grandson held up on his shoulder, carrying him. He's carried him from the car through the front door, and now he's just looking for a place for him, because my grandson has given all of his strength to the activities of the day, completely exhausted himself, and the journey over to grandma and grandpa's house seems like the perfect time to get some rest. And it's at that point in time, when there's no strength left for the journey, that my son, who's still able to do this, I mean, you can tell what kind of stage they're at. He just picks him up, not begrudgingly, but lovingly, and comes in and gently places him someplace in the house where the climate is conducive to sleep, and allows him to just continue to get the rest that he needs. Can I tell you something? You are no burden to God. The devil will lie to you and tell you that you're worthless, that God doesn't love you, that God hates you, that you make him sick, and that he's just so sick and tired of your failure over and over and over again that he doesn't want to have anything to do with you. I want you to know that the children of Israel, I mean, they struggled believing God every time a problem arose. And Moses, here at the end of his journey, he says, God is the one who not only is the Lord, not only is he God, but he goes before you and he fights for you and he carries you. Carries you. As a man carries his son in all the way you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that, you did not believe God or believe the Lord your God. Okay? And so I will tell you this. Many people say, well, I just can't believe that. There is a better way that that sentence should be expressed. It shouldn't be, I just can't believe. It should be worded this way. I just will not believe. Or I refuse to believe. It's not the ability or the lack of ability. It's just quite simply refusing to believe. We need to exercise our free will to believe God. I'm often perplexed as why everybody believes every lie that the devil brings their way, and they struggle to believe the things that God has to say. God's credibility has a long-standing track record. It's a very good track record. I encourage you to believe him. And it doesn't stop there. Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you. Now we're going to find out what Moses meant when the Lord your God who goes before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents. God goes before us, not just because he says, look, I got to go first. He goes before us with purpose. He clears the path of enemies, but he is also looking for a place for us to dwell. When my wife and I first started conversing, she had told me about visiting Rehoboth Beach and in Delaware. And I just think waters up there are pretty cold compared to Florida. I've been to California. The ocean, the Pacific Ocean, there's way colder than what the Atlantic Ocean is here in Florida. So I'm going to choose Florida oceans over that. But when I began to read through Genesis and I discovered that Rehoboth was a word that Isaac had given to a place, it said this. He named that place Rehoboth because God had made room for them. God had made room for them. There's a place. The best place that you will ever be is right in the middle of God's will. People live in such fear of God's will that it's going to be a miserable place, that it's going to be absent of all sorts of comfort. And it may be for a time. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, it was a very, very difficult place. There was no heat. There was no air conditioning. There were facilities challenges. There weren't people, and there wasn't very much. I mean, there were a few people, six people our first Sunday. And then there were financial issues. There were improvements that needed to be made that I didn't know how to make. But God has made a place for us that now nobody would say, well, there's no way that a church could thrive there. There's no way that they could say, well, that's the church that can't hold any people, because God made a place for us. He not only makes a place for groups of people, but he makes a place for you. You want a reservation at the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's described in the book of Revelation. And that is a feast that is set aside for those who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, asked him to forgive them of their sins, and asked him to be their Savior and their Lord. Okay? God makes a place for you. He makes a place for ministry for you. He makes a place of stability for you to grow and thrive. He goes to search a place for you to pitch your tents to show you the way that you should go. Okay? There are too many people who are looking to society to tell them how they should make their spiritual journey. I have always thought that the best person to tell me how to get from point A to point B was a person who had made the journey from point A to point B. The person who's made that journey from heaven to earth and from earth to heaven is Jesus. He is the best person to tell me how I should live my life. I know that everybody wants to change cultural standards and all of that, but I'm here to tell you that the best person who can tell you how to live your life is the one who understands all of the threats to life, and his name is Jesus. Let him deliver you. Let him go before you and show you the way that you should go. And he will do that. He will lead you by fire by night and cloud by day. When the children of Israel were fleeing Egypt, there was a pillar of fire by night. It kept them warm as the heat from the natural and surroundings just disappeared into thin air. But it also brought illumination. It caused them to be able to see, because it can get pitch black out there, and there are enemies that thrive when it's pitch black. And in the daytime, there was a cloud that went by, and that cloud would provide for them some shelter so that they would not be cooked in the heat of the day. God wants to deliver you, and he's not asking you to go the journey alone. He wants to make the trip with you. I encourage you today, don't believe that God hates you. Understand, he loves you. He's the Lord, your God. He goes before you to prepare a place for you, to show you the way you should go, and he's going to be with you through thick and thin. He goes with you to fight for you. And the last thing I want to remind you of is that he will actually carry you when you've got no strength in yourself. God has not even begun to run out of strength in himself. He is the omnipotent God who loves you. And I just want to leave you with that picture of a heavenly father who is carrying a wearied child and say, you know what? I need to get you to a place of rest, and it's my joy to carry you there. Have a great weekend. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you right back here Monday morning on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily.